You'll hear a number of different recordings and you'll have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions and you'll have a chance to check your work. Now turn to Section 1. Section 1. You'll hear a young student asking the social organiser of his school for information about organised trips. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 4. You'll see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good morning.
Good morning. How can I help you?
I understand that the school organises trips to different...
Yes, we run 5 every month. 3 during weekends and 2 Wednesday afternoon trips.
There are 5 trips every month, so 5 has been written in the notes. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 4.
Good morning.
Good morning. How can I help you?
I understand that the school organises trips to different...
Yes, we run 5 every month. 3 during weekends and 2 Wednesday afternoon trips.
What sort of places?
Well, obviously it varies, but always places of historical interest and also which offer a variety of shopping because our students always ask about that. And then we go for ones where we know there are guided tours because this gives a good focus for the visit.
Do you travel far?
Well, we're lucky here, obviously, because we're able to say that all our visits are less than 3 hours' drive.
How much do they cost?
Again, it varies. Between £5 and £15 a head, depending on distance.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and we do offer to arrange special trips if, you know, there are more than 12 people.
Oh, right. I'll keep that in mind. And what are the times normally?
We try to keep it pretty fixed so that students get to know the pattern. We leave at 8:30 a.m. and return at 6 p.m. We figure it's best to keep the day fairly short.
Oh, yes. And how do we reserve a place?
You sign your name on the notice board. Do you know where it is?
Uh-huh. I saw it this morning.
And we do ask that you sign up 3 days in advance, so we know we've got enough people interested to run it, and we can cancel if necessary, with full refund, of course.
That's fine. Thanks.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 5 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 5 to 10.
And what visits are planned for this term?
Right, well, I'm afraid the schedule hasn't been printed out yet, but we have confirmed the dates and planned the optional extra visits, which you can also book in advance if you want to.
Oh, that's all right. If you can just give some idea of the weekend ones so I can... You know, work out when to see friends, etc.
Oh, sure. Well, the first one is St. Ives. That's on the 13th of February, and we'll have only 16 places available, because we're going by minibus. And that's a day in town with the optional extra of visiting the Hepworth Museum.
All right, yeah, that sounds good.
Then there's a London trip on the 16th of February... And we'll be taking a medium-sized coach, so there'll be 45 places on that. And let's see, the optional extra is the Tower of London.
Oh, I've already been there.
Yeah. After that, there's Bristol on the 3rd of March.
Where?
Bristol. B-R-I-S-T-O-L.
OK.
That's in a different minibus with 18 places available. Oh, and the optional extra is a visit to the SS Great Britain.
OK.
We're going to Salisbury on the 18th of March. And that's always a popular one because the optional extra is Stonehenge.
Ah.
So we're taking the large coach with 50 seats.
Oh, good.
And then the last one is to Bath on the 23rd of March.
Oh, yes. Is Bath the Roman city?
Yes, that's right. And that's in the 16-seater minibus.
And where's the optional visit?
It's to the American Museum. Well worth a visit.
OK, well, that's great. Thanks for all that.
My pleasure. Oh, by the way, if you want more information about any of the trips, have a look in the student newspaper.
OK.
Or have a word with my assistant. Her name is Jane Yentob. That's Y-E-N-T-O-B.
Right, I've got that. Thank you very much for all your help.
You're very welcome. I hope you enjoy the trips.
Now turn to section one. Section one. You'll hear a young student asking the social organiser of his school for information about organised trips. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 4. You'll see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good morning.
Good morning. How can I help you?
I understand that the school organises trips to different...
Yes, we run 5 every month. 3 during weekends and 2 Wednesday afternoon trips.
There are 5 trips every month, so 5 has been written in the notes. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 4.
Good morning.
Good morning. How can I help you?
I understand that the school organises trips to different...
Yes, we run 5 every month. 3 during weekends and 2 Wednesday afternoon trips.
What sort of places?
Well, obviously it varies, but always places of historical interest and also which offer a variety of shopping because our students always ask about that. And then we go for ones where we know there are guided tours because this gives a good focus for the visit.
Do you travel far?
Well, we're lucky here, obviously, because we're able to say that all our visits are less than 3 hours' drive.
How much do they cost?
Oh, again, it varies. Between £5 and £15 a head, depending on distance.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and we do offer to arrange special trips if, you know, there are more than 12 people.
Oh, right. I'll keep that in mind. And what are the times normally?
We try to keep it pretty fixed so that students get to know the pattern. We leave at 8:30 a.m. and return at 6 p.m. We figure it's best to keep the day fairly short.
Oh, yes. And how do we reserve a place?
You sign your name on the notice board. Do you know where it is?
Uh-huh. I saw it this morning.
And we do ask that you sign up 3 days in advance, so we know we've got enough people interested to run it, and we can cancel if necessary, with full refund, of course.
That's fine. Thanks.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 5 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 5 to 10.
And what visits are planned for this term?
Right. Right. Well, I'm afraid the schedule hasn't been printed out yet. But we have confirmed the dates and planned the optional extra visits, which you can also book in advance if you want to.
Oh, that's all right. If you can just give some idea of the weekend ones, so I can, you know, work out when to see friends, etc.
Oh, sure. Well, the first one is St. Ives. That's on the 13th of February, and we'll have only 16 places available, because we're going by minibus. And that's a day in town with the optional extra of visiting the Hepworth Museum.
All right, yeah, that sounds good.
Then there's a London trip on the 16th of February, and we'll be taking a medium-sized coach, so there'll be 45 places on that. And let's see, the optional extra is the Tower of London.
Oh, I've already been there.
Yeah. After that, there's Bristol on the 3rd of March.
Where?
Bristol. Bristol.
Okay.
That's in a different minibus with 18 places available. Oh, and the optional extra is a visit to the SS Great Britain.
Okay.
We're going to Salisbury on the 18th of March. And that's always a popular one because the optional extra is Stonehenge.
Ah.
So we're taking the large coach with 50 seats.
Oh, good.
And then the last one is to Bath on the 23rd of March.
Oh, yes. Is Bath the Roman city?
Yes, that's right. And that's in the 16-seater minibus.
And where's the optional visit?
It's to the American Museum. Well worth a visit.
Okay, well, that's great. Thanks for all that.
My pleasure. Oh, by the way, if you want more information about any of the trips, have a look in the student newspaper.
Okay.
Or have a word with my assistant. Her name is Jane Yentob. That's Yentob.
Right, I've got that. Thank you very much for all your help.
You're very welcome. I hope you enjoy the trips.
Now turn to part two. You will hear Sarah Brown talking about her work as a television weather forecaster. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hello, I'm Sarah Brown, and I'm here to tell you about my job as a weather forecaster. I've been a weather forecaster for a television company for 7 years, and 2 years ago I became the head of the weather department. Now I divide my time equally between presenting weather forecasting on television and managing the weather department, which has a staff of 11. At 30 years old, I'm the youngest ever head of weather and the first woman to do the job. Since our news and weather service goes out all round the world, we all take turns to work at night. I prefer that to doing the show when I have to get up at 4 in the morning. I normally work an 8-hour day, and in that time I do 10 or 12 forecasts. Before doing a weather forecast, I study data on the computer. This is the information I use in my forecasts. There isn't much time to learn what I have to say, but fortunately I've never forgotten my words, so I don't get nervous. My husband and I try to have the same free days, but neither of us has a regular pattern of work. He's a pilot on long-distance flights, so although he works hard, he has a lot more time at home than I do. We moved to our present house about 1 year ago, and he's enjoying painting it. I took up flying as a hobby 5 years ago. I hope to get my pilot's license this year, but because of the job, I haven't been to the flying school for ages. For exercise, I swim and ski, and I like running. I'm really proud of myself for running in the London Marathon. It's a 40-kilometre race, and I never thought I could manage it. My husband plays tennis, and we sometimes play together, but he's better than me, so I never win. Because I'm on World News, People sometimes recognise me in really distant places. Once, in an Indian village, an old man took me to have my photo taken with all his family. I get some lovely letters. One person wrote to say that my smile made her feel happy all day. People occasionally even write and ask me to marry them.
Now listen again.
Hello, I'm Sarah Brown, and I'm here to tell you about my job as a weather forecaster. I've been a weather forecaster for a television company for 7 years, and 2 years ago I became the head of the weather department. Now I divide my time equally between presenting weather forecasting on television and managing the weather department, which has a staff of 11. At 30 years old, I'm the youngest ever head of weather and the first woman to do the job. Since our news and weather service goes out all round the world, we all take turns to work at night. I prefer that to doing the show when I have to get up at 4 in the morning. I normally work an 8-hour day, and in that time I do 10 or 12 forecasts. Before doing a weather forecast, I study data on the computer. This is the information I use in my forecasts. There isn't much time to learn what I have to say, but fortunately, I've never forgotten my words, so I don't get nervous. My husband and I try to have the same free days, but neither of us has a regular pattern of work. He's a pilot on long-distance flights, so although he works hard, he has a lot more time at home than I do. We moved to our present house about 1 year ago, and he's enjoying painting it. I took up flying as a hobby 5 years ago. I hope to get my pilot's license this year, but because of the job, I haven't been to the flying school for ages. For exercise, I swim and ski, and I like running. I'm really proud of myself for running in the London Marathon. It's a 40-kilometre race, and I never thought I could manage it. My husband plays tennis, and we sometimes play together, but he's better than me, so I never win. Because I'm on World News, people sometimes recognise me in really distant places. Once, in an Indian village, an old man took me to have my photo taken with all his family. I get some lovely letters. One person wrote to say that my smile made her feel happy all day. People occasionally even write and ask me to marry them.
That is the end of part 2.
You will hear a tour of a newly renovated health club. First, you have some time to look at questions.
Thank you all for coming to see the new renovations to the Hartford Health Club. I know you'll be as pleased as I am to see the wonderful results of our months of hard work to improve the club and bring you the best facilities ever. We'll begin in here with the swimming pool. You'll notice the new colour of the adult pool, a lovely cool green. Now walk over here and look at the children's pool. It's the same green, but as you see, with brightly coloured sea creatures painted everywhere. Both of the pools needed painting, not only for maintenance, but I think the new colour greatly improves the atmosphere of this part of the club. Next, let's take a look at the locker rooms. Don't worry, there's no one using them just now. Doesn't it feel roomy in here? We've expanded both the men's and women's locker rooms, so now they'll be much more comfortable to use. There are bigger lockers, a good deal more room in the dressing area, and more places to store extra towels and equipment. Be careful as you walk through here. The floor's just been polished and may be a bit slippery. Let's go up to the exercise room next. Here, you'll notice a new floor. Walk on it. Doesn't that feel comfortable? It's a special material, softer than the old floor, an ideal surface for jogging and exercising. They had to move all the exercise equipment out while they were working on the floor, but don't worry, it will be brought back in before the end of today. Let's step outside now and look at the tennis courts. We haven't done a great deal here except to the equipment. We replaced all the nets and the ball-throwing machine. Otherwise, everything is the same as it was before. Let's walk down this hallway, and here we are at the club store in its new location. We thought here by the entrance was a better place for it than where it used to be by the swimming pool. But it still has all the same items for sale, sports equipment and clothes in the club colours.
You will hear a tour of a newly renovated health club. First, you have some time to look at questions.
Thank you all for coming to see the new renovations to the Hartford Health Club. I know you'll be as pleased as I am to see the wonderful results of our months of hard work to improve the club and bring you the best facilities ever. We'll begin in here with the swimming pool. You'll notice the new colour of the adult pool, a lovely cool green. Now walk over here and look at the children's pool. It's the same green, but as you see, with brightly coloured sea creatures painted everywhere. Both of the pools needed painting, not only for maintenance, but I think the new colour greatly improves the atmosphere of this part of the club. Next, let's take a look at the locker rooms. Don't worry, there's no one using them just now. Doesn't it feel roomy in here? We've expanded both the men's and women's locker rooms, so now they'll be much more comfortable to use. There are bigger lockers, a good deal more room in the dressing area, and more places to store extra towels and equipment. Be careful as you walk through here. The floor's just been polished and may be a bit slippery. Let's go up to the exercise room next. Here, you'll notice a new floor. Walk on it. Doesn't that feel comfortable? It's a special material, softer than the old floor, an ideal surface for jogging and exercising. They had to move all the exercise equipment out while they were working on the floor, but don't worry, it will be brought back in before the end of today. Let's step outside now and look at the tennis courts. We haven't done a great deal here except to the equipment. We replaced all the nets and the ball-throwing machine. Otherwise, everything is the same as it was before. Let's walk down this hallway, and here we are at the club store in its new location. We thought here by the entrance was a better place for it than where it used to be by the swimming pool. But it still has all the same items for sale, sports equipment and clothes in the club colours.